皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
病院からですね。
From the hospital.
許可を取りにくくて。
It's difficult for me to get a permission to get out of the hospital temporarily. I made a lot of efforts, but they scolded me, but managed to receive permission. And I'm here. On Wednesday of last week, I received this permission to be here, but that didn't be published in the church, in the news of a church. You know, when I was not able to receive a permission, when I was not able to receive a permission, they quickly published that news. but if my being able to be here is published on the news, at least one person will decide to join this service. And Pastor Machikino said he just forgot about publishing the news. I was told that I would have to use a wheelchair for my daily life after being discharged from the hospital, but I am able to walk somehow. I managed to be able to walk. By physiotherapy, I receive a training of walking 1800 meters. And today I've decided to walk 2000 meters. Thank you very much for your prayers. Well, the rules are very strict in the hospital that I'm staying in. You know, if I don't obey the orders of the hospital, they'll kick me out. I need a permission to get out to the elevator hall from my room. Well, please continue to pray that I'll be able to receive a permission to come to Sunday worship next week and the week after next. And if possible, I'd like to be in time to join the team to the Czech Republic in the beginning of December. But those people who are staying in the hospital with me, they are in their old age. And my doctors, they never believe that I am still, I haven't retired yet. I've been working. And, during physiotherapy, I chatted with the doctors and the therapists, and I often told them, well, I need to write articles, that's my job, something like that. But they thought that I was crazy.
And
I told them that I would like to join a team to the Czech Republic, and they say they are 100% opposed to it.
And
they There is a possibility of delay of being discharged from the hospital, but because they are strict in the hospital, for the worst case, they might kick me out in time. The team to the Czech Republic, I'd like to join it. I was invited to be there because there are several important things about this outreach. One of them is when World Mission started in the church, the Lord let us focus on the work for Poland, and then that moved to Israel. And the Lord told us that translations of my book, Prophecy, will be published beginning in Eastern Europe, and then that will also be done in Western Europe. And first of all, the Czech translation of my book, Prophecy, was published. And now, they've been printing the Polish translation of the book. That's the fulfillment of the Word of God that was given us about 30 years ago. And this Polish translation will be brought to the team when they get to the Czech Republic. So this is very important. And I have been invited to several churches from Slovakia and some other Eastern Europe countries. And I've been invited to Germany. Well, one pastor who pastors a very big church in Germany visited us several months ago here, and he said he would like to invite me to his church in Germany. One of the most important points for works is the work for Western Europe. And we also have and so we have several connections in Western Europe and in Israel, in which I will be able to minister. The Lord is going to open, the Lord is going to use this team to check the Czech Republic in the beginning of December. The Lord has been making ways before us, and we will trace them. And about my physical condition, I've been gradually becoming well. And even though they tell me that I will have to use a wheelchair, but I haven't used it already. And these are the scripture verses for our new year. The Lord has given us every, Well, you know, I'm using this small Bible because it's handy when I read in the hospital. For the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord will give you. One other thing. Well, the work for Israel. Before I entered the hospital, there was a prophecy coming forth that there would be another team to Israel, apart from the November team. And of course, we will work with Pastor Leon. In addition, I believe that the Lord will lead us to go to Israel. Because that that is related to revival. You know, our aim is revival with charismatic work. Well, people say that the Japanese churches are behind. But as I go out to various countries, a lot of churches in foreign countries too, so we need to go out. Well, in some case, we will send a team to Israel as soon as possible. We will work with Pastor Leo, and we will also do our works in Israel. You might say that we're able to do that in that condition, but, you know, I'll just be seated. And for the team to check, Mr. Otsuta, Mr. Otsuta has given me a service, special service, to let me fly by first air. But I've been praying that I'll be able to get well enough so I'll be able to fly by economy class. Let's go back to the Word of God. In this passage, King Jehoshaphat was afraid of the enemy that was going to attack them. And the King Jehoshaphat prayed to God, and then God told him, "For the battle is not yours, but God's." Then the eyes of the people of Israel were opened. They knew that this battle was God's battle. Now, we are going to go out to the whole world. And, you know, I have found a good thing about my staying in hospital, because, you know, they thought that I was crazy. But one doctor changed his attitude. Another doctor told me that he changed. That doctor who changed his attitude, he He looked at the, he visited our website, and he found out that I used to travel a lot for ministry opportunities. So, and he changed his attitude, and he started to look at me favorably. You know, the work of God that we've been involved in this church, we might take it for granted, but, you know, people in the public, people outside this church, from the viewpoint of them, it's unusual. Well, I told one of them that I had been to Israel more than 30 times. But if I would say that, they would think I'm crazy. I can't say that bad. This is true. I've been to the United States more than 100 times because of the hand of the Lord. Well, like every church, our church, upon our church also the Lord has put his hand upon for mission work. And now, we are going to go to the Czech Republic and Israel. And they ministered in Pastor Leon's church and they did a wonderful work because the hand of the Lord was upon us. God has also placed his upon our work in Japan. T-L-E-A. People pay much attention to our church, TLEA, partly because we are a charismatic church, and also partly because our church has been growing rapidly because of the hand of the Lord. Robert Ewing and Ilya Kurama. We used to be under the covering. And they prophesied over us that we will establish churches all over Japan. And, you know, those who heard that, they couldn't believe that, but that's been happening to us. One famous pastor said that he had never seen any other church which grew like us. But that's because of the hand of God. We are in the hand of the Lord who has started revival. Please remember this. The hand of the Lord will never move from us. He will use us. He will show his great blessings to us. Well, at one stage, we grew a lot. Now, you might think that it looks the same now, but the time will come, we will make a big step to grow. When good things happen to you, from a viewpoint in your lives, but you will not really experience a lot of development after that, but when trial comes to our lives, well, that depends on how we react. If we give thanks to God for things that happen to us, or if we just complain and grumble, that depends whether you act by faith or not. When you deal with your problems by faith, wonderful works of God will be manifested through those problems. Good thing that I'm being sick. Now I know how miraculous work I experienced during my college, during my seminary student days. I suffered from serious illnesses. I was about to die, but God healed me. And for the next 25 years, I never went to see a doctor. But now, you know, I need to see a doctor, two or three doctors a day. But during those 25 years, I didn't have to go to see any doctor. Looking back, I realize how miraculous works God did for us. You really do not develop a lot through good things that happen to you, but through bad things, you will be able to develop further and see greater works of God that will happen through you. Regarding the work of God, you and I have been given various promises from God. And don't give up on the way. Because the words of God are true. We will see His hand. You know, on our side, we don't believe really that something will happen really, but you know, the work for Eastern Europe, beginning in the Czech Republic, and now that's being moved to Germany. Well, on that day, I was very surprised because that young German pastor attended our Sunday worship service several months ago. And he came to me after the service asking me to come to Germany to minister with his church. That's the Lord's doing. We need to be careful. We miss seeing the work of God unless we see the hand of the Lord. And God prepares further works and plans of His. Though the Lord spoke to me about the work for Poland, that was our dream. But now it's being opened for us. And the work for Western Europe is being opened. As I look at these verses, scripture verses, I realize that I used to miss one thing. You know, it's easy for us to relate these scripture verses to the work of God or mission work, but we are able to relate these scripture verses to our daily lives. But sometimes we do not know which battle is ours and which battle is gods. But I found out the truth is that since you got saved, in your lives, all the things about your life have been, God has been involved. God is involved in all the things in your lives, because the Bible tells us to give thanks to God for everything, and all things work together for our good. Well, important things for us to do is listening to God's voice and obeying it, and giving thanks to Him. Unless we do these things, we might just find ourselves continuing our problems, but if we use our faith, if we obey Him and give thanks to Him, if we do His will, God will make all things work together for our good. That's why all things that are in our lives are God's battle. When you, but sometimes some people, they end in dealing with their fight as their own fight. And you might think that my life is not happy, and but if you exercise your faith, the hand of the Lord will be put at the center, in the center of your life, to bless you. In every aspect of your lives, the will of God will be manifested. God's battle, this word can be applied to our daily life. God's battle is also about God's work and mission work, but our lives themselves are God's battle, and because our lives are God's battles, the Lord will show His consideration, victory, and grace through your problems. But your patience is tested. Takes your patience in the problems and hardships might last longer than you expect. And that happens all the time. But patience is faith. The Lord tells us about His work at the church. You know, we need to exercise faith, and we will see His wonderful victory and glory. We have already seen His glory in world mission and in mission work in Japan, but we are going to see more. You also will be involved in His work, and you be in His battle, and His work will be manifested. If you exercise faith, and if you are patient enough, This year, the Lord is going to show His great glory. But one thing that for God to show His glory is that on our part we need to exercise faith, we need to obey Him, we need to give thanks to Him. We need to exercise faith in a specific way. You know, we are allowed test. I think many of you are tested. Why? The reason why you are tested is God loves you. Because without testing, your faith will not grow. Then why do we grow through testing, being tested? So we will be blessed more, so that the Lord will bless us more. Great things are waiting. If we react by faith, so that matters. Exercising faith. You know, God freely gives us His grace, but it depends on each person whether he will really receive it from Him. You know, when we obey Him, we will receive it. You know, I've been in the hospital. I have made a new record. Last year, I was hospitalized 3 times. One time, I was hospitalized by infection. Then I was hospitalized because of my problem in the spiral. And I was hospitalized I'm hospitalized in Nerima. And my condition was bad. And there are many patients on the 7th floor where I am. And the nurse told me that I am the most serious patient. The same time, spiritual movements were allowed to me. That was the toughest for me in various problems. I knew full well that I need to obey God, but because of speech attack, I couldn't. Pastor Maureen wrote that at one time he wanted to kill himself. And I knew how he felt. At around 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I was pressured spiritually. I never wanted to kill myself, but I thought I wanted to go to heaven early. And, But as I prayed to God, I learned that God would never let me in heaven for some time. And I read the same kind of testimony that Pastor Merlin wrote. And I felt my weakness. I was pushed down spiritually. I really couldn't deal with it by faith. But, you know, that fight started from like 3 o'clock and that lasted until 4 o'clock. And the Lord told me that my foundation is wrong. The Lord told me, you've been trying to react according to the word of God. But the Lord told me, you are still standing on your own. You need to stand on me. The Lord dealt with me and I would stand. And then I learned to know that I would overcome. And I confessed that. And then my feeling greatly changed. And I prayed. Several days ago, I prayed. I asked God, what should I do? Of course, the Lord had already shown me many things, but I really couldn't find the core. And then the Lord showed me. He said, I'm going to raise you as an apostle. Well, people said various things. Some people called me an apostle. But I never called myself an apostle because I had never shown that by God. But this time, God showed me. I'm leading you to be an apostle. And I was wondering what the point. Why is that? One point is that I used to think that apostle was a person who was strong. You know, one of the most superior Christian is an apostle. I thought that, but that was the opposite. In apostle, it's someone who is weak because Apostle Paul writes that he is the head of sinners. I found out that I need to grasp the right meaning of what apostle is. And also, I learned to not to lose hope. You know, I was pressured and pushed down, but I knew that God's word is true.
わかりました。
I was really pushed down, pressured, but I knew that I would see victory. It's important for you to understand that you are weak because the Lord is leading you to know that you are weak. You know, we think of a Christian life in which we are being more and more holy. Of course, in one sense, that's true, but as we lead our Christian life, we are getting to know how sinful we are. And we are prone to difficulty and hardship, and we might think that you have no hope. You don't see any light. But God's light is the light that shines when you have no other light. So look at the light of God. That's an important thing for you to see His victory. Everyone, new things are going to start. His work is going to start. Where? Through the light of God, through the light of His promises for you. Please remember this. Well, people will criticize me when I'm going to make it public that we are going to build an apostle team. But it's important for us to keep looking at the light of God. Your solution for your problems are in His light. His light. His hope is in His light. Apostle Paul was able to endure because he was looking at the light of God, His promises, in His word of His promise. I'm going to see it, and you are going to see it. Don't let yourself in despair. But God is with you. And God is going to realize His light. And through that light, many people are going to see His glory. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for and You will touch each one of us. You are thinking that if you do that or if you do this, you'll see His glory. But don't do that. You just obey God and then you'll see His glory. You have something that you can't confirm. And when that's becoming your problem, you need to bring that to God for clear confirmation. Now you are in disbelief, you are in unbelief that God is not going to confirm it for you, but you are going to be able to confirm it. In your mind, you think of world mission. Step forward for this work. Then God will show you necessary things that you need to know, and God will lead a way for you. Now let's pray for healing. Let's repent. Then pray for your healing. Dear Heavenly Father, Please touch our bodies and minds. Touch each disease that we have. In the name of Jesus, spirit of diseases, leave us. Diseases, leave us. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing. You have pain in spiral, your head, your eyes and nose are healed. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. Of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.